More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, Marriage Makeover. Discover simple things you can do to give your marriage a glow up. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, it's a marriage makeover. Good way to start the week, I think. Let's help you discover some simple things you can do to give your marriage a glow up. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
You know, maybe you or your spouse love each other, but you've never actually thought about your marriage as being something that can point people toward God. But what if it really was supposed to? What would you want to change today to better show the world that your marriage was built on the passionate love of Christ? Would you want to change the way you speak to each other or treat each other? Change how you argue or problem solve? Would you want to start praying together or being closer to each other? If God wanted to give your marriage a glow up because He needed you to witness to how His love made a real difference in your life as a couple, where would He start?
877-573-7825. Yeah, I mean, the reality is, we're going to talk about this in just a minute, but, you know, working on our marriage isn't selfish, isn't self-indulgent. It's the primary ministry that Catholic couples are called to.
And I think that most people have not heard that, not even usually in marriage prep. But it's a very large shift, because most of us, once marriage really gets started, put it as the last thing to take care of. Because many of us think, well, we've sewn this up, we're married, okay, let's get moving. And we're so busy with real life, busy with taking care of all of our responsibilities, work, children, helping out our extended families, volunteering at the parish, doing all the things that make us keep life together, the grocery shopping, the home maintenance, all of those things. And very often, especially in the child-rearing years, we don't have a moment to think about our marriage until maybe we start to feel a little uncomfortable, then we try to throw some date nights at it, and we just think we're doing our best. But if there's a longing in your heart to be closer to your spouse, to be treating each other better, to be sharing your spiritual life, or many other things that we have longings about in our marital life as we start to get too busy with everything else, that's the Holy Spirit kind of tapping you on the shoulder, saying, I want more for you, and I want the love that I've blessed in your sacrament to change the world. So we're not putting on airs here. We're not saying put on a big smiley face when you go out into the world so that people can think Catholic marriage is awesome. We're saying really being able to have that glow up in your marriage and meet all those needs you both have to be closer, more in love with each other, and allow Christ into your lives together. And if that sounds way off the to-do list, or something that's causing some longing in your heart, or maybe just impossible because we just don't know what you're going through in your marriage, well, let's help you with that today. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
So whether you're looking at solving some challenges or problems in your marriage, or you just want to take your good marriage and make it great, we want to hear from you. 877-573-7825 on our show today, titled Marriage Makeover. And every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And you know, you might be reasonably wondering, you know, how could some theology possibly help me have a better marriage? Well, here's the thing. St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked a huge question. And basically, he said, you know, how could we, if we took everything that God's given us, you know, scripture, salvation history, creation even, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and having healthier, holier relationships? And his answer to that question became what people now refer to as the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body tells us something that the world actually finds really hard to believe. Your marriage is meant to be the front line of God's plan for evangelizing the world. Not the parish bulletin, not the podium, your marriage. St. John Paul was the first to promote that idea, but every pope since has affirmed it. Bringing the world to Christ starts with how you and your spouse interact around your kitchen table. Because in a world where words don't matter, the truth is always up for debate. Evangelization isn't about the words we say. It's about the love we live.
Well, that changes everything about how we see the work of marriage. You know, a lot of faithful Catholics, I think, feel a little guilty about pouring energy into their own relationship. You know, mm-hmm. We kind of figure that the real ministry is out there, you know, in the parish, in the soup kitchen, in the community. You know, and we, you know, those things are good, right? They're important, but we forget they're secondary because marriage is a sacrament. It's our vocation, and none of those other things are. You know, so those kinds of ministries can be part of our vocation, but they're meant to flow from it, not compete with it. In the Eucharist, you know, we receive Christ's free, total, faithful, and fruitful love. Our primary job as Catholic husbands and wives is to bring that love home and let it fill every word we say and everything we do for our spouse and our kids, so the world can say, hey, where did Catholics learn to love like that? And then we point back to Christ in the Eucharist.
That's right. It doesn't mean our marriages have to be amazing overnight, though. It just means that as a couple, we need to ask God together every day to teach us how to be the spouses He wants us to be and how to love each other with His love instead of just the broken human love that comes naturally to us.
So here's where I'd suggest we all start. You know, tonight, pray with your spouse. Lord, show us one small way we could love each other today in that free, total, faithful, fruitful way you love us in the Eucharist. Then talk about what that means. And do that one thing. You know, that's how you give your marriage a glow-up. And it's how you and your spouse can bring the world to Christ. One small act of love at a time. So maybe you're hearing this and you're thinking, well, yeah, maybe my marriage needs a little work, because we're not showing that love to each other or to the world. And that's okay, because that's a process. That's what the sacrament is all about. It's meant to heal the damage that sin does to our ability to love each other the way God wants us to. So here's an opportunity to look at that and get some new skills and opportunities to cooperate with the grace God is giving you. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us, you know, maybe, as Lisa was saying earlier, you and your spouse, you know, love each other, but you've never thought of your marriage as a ministry, or that it was somehow supposed to point people toward God. But what if it really is? You know, what would you want to change today to better show the world that your marriage was built on the passionate love of Christ? Would you want to change the way you speak to each other, or treat each other, argue, or problem solve? Would you want to start praying together, or going a little deeper in that prayer life, being closer to each other in some way, more intimate? If God wanted to give your marriage a glow-up, and He does, because He needs you to be a witness to how His love makes a real difference in your life as a couple, where would He start? 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls and questions. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring our marriages to you, and we ask you to help us to learn how to love each other with the love that you give us in the Eucharist, that free, total, faithful, fruitful love that enables us to love others with our whole selves. As your servant St. John Paul reminded us, to use every part of ourselves, our gifts, our talents, our abilities, even our body, to work for each other's good. Lord, help us as husbands and wives learn to love each other more than we love our comfort zones. Help us to step outside of the things that come naturally to us and be willing to hear you calling us to love deeper and to love better and to love more through the needs you've placed in our spouse's heart. And help us respond to those needs in ways that enable us to grow and become more the people you're calling us to be, so that we can experience your love first in our homes, but then bear witness to that love in the world and call the world to you through that witness. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, we're talking about marriage as a ministry. And in particular, you know, again, what does that mean? Well, the fact that the way we talk to each other as husbands and wives, the way we treat each other, the way we work on our relationship should be a witness to the world and enable people to kind of say, you know, where did Catholics learn to love like that? I mean, the point isn't putting on a show. The point is having a real, authentic, loving Catholic relationship that witnesses to the difference that God's love makes in our lives. But, you know, when you think of it that way, all of a sudden you realize, you know, maybe the way we talk to each other isn't bearing witness the way God wants us to. Maybe the way we treat each other really isn't the witness that I wish it was. Maybe the closeness that we enjoy as a couple isn't the closeness that I'd want to show the world is possible through God's grace. So let's talk about what it takes to get those obstacles out of the way, to have the love that you're looking for in your marriage, and to be able to bear witness to that love in the world as a sign of what God wants to give everybody. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Marion, who is listening to EWTN Radio in Texas.
Hi, Marion. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you today? Marion,
yes,
are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can now.
Yes. Can you hear me? Oh, good. Good. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. My husband is Chris, and I'm Marion, and we live in Houston. And I just wanted to say thank you for this topic today. My husband is a wonderful man. He's an educator. We're both artists, performing artists, but he is experiencing his second cancer, and this past year has suffered two strokes in relation, we think, to the chemo from the first cancer. And your family has helped us in the past, actually. Jacob has helped my husband and through some things related to his illness. And so we're thankful for your family and for your ministry. The reason I'm calling is because you are speaking of theology of the body and marital love and being a light. And God has given us this. His first cancer was 10 years ago. More than that, actually. He's 55 now, and he was 42. We have four children, and I want to encourage others that may be listening that are also dealing with a serious illness in their marriages, no matter what age they may be. And I wanted to ask for prayers as well. He's doing well. He's the principal of our local school, our local Catholic school. We've had amazing support, you know.
What's your husband's first name?
Christopher.
Christopher. Sure. We're going to add you and Christopher we're going to add you and Christopher to our More to Life prayer list. But we'll also pray for you guys before we let you go on the call. But was there anything in particular you wanted to ask, or just kind of put that encouragement out there for couples and ask for some prayers?
I guess I think mainly the second, but also I wanted to ask how he doesn't often want or has the energy to sustain activity. you know, we get really excited when he's got those bouts of energy to go do things that make him happy. And I was wondering how, as, you know, just for time together with he and I, I work a lot because I'm helping financially, and I have a beautiful job, a beautiful school of music. I teach, and I'm tired at night because I'm done at about 8:30 or 9, and he's already clocked out. Do you have any suggestions for me that I can share with him as far as just couple time and connection time? Because he often sleeps until 10 or 11 in the morning, and then I start teaching around noon or 1.
Yeah,
and our youngest is 9, and our oldest is 24. So we have four children.
And there's a lot. There's a lot to juggle there, you know. And so I think this is something that I'd encourage the two of you to really pray about how to make it happen. But I think that it's both prayer and being intentional. And here, let me give you a couple of things that can focus that effort. So, you know, first of all, you know, praying together every day, Lord, help us to know how to get through this in a way that draws us closer to each other and to you. You know, show us how we can respond to all the challenges that we're facing and the health concerns that he's got in a way that really glorifies you. Help us be our best selves and grow closer in our relationship to each other and you. And in fact, I'd invite you to download the podcast of the show so that you and your husband can listen to this together and really, you know, hear that prayer and create your own version of it. But the point is, really, you know, we don't want to be figuring this out for ourselves. You know, God has a plan for how he wants us to respond to these things and how he wants us to get through these things. And we can't figure it out just by waking up in the morning and pointing ourselves at the day and trying our best. We have to start by saying, okay, Lord, teach us what to do. How do we show up for each other in this? How do we show up for you in this? And then the second thing would be, I think, a question that you want to ask each other every day. You know, what's one small thing? One small thing that we could do to show up for each other today.
And that's especially important when you're talking about the time constraints, the energy constraints that you are under. If you can pick that one small thing to share with each other, both of you, not just what you can do for him in this situation, but both of you, it gives you that thing to really work toward and hold on to, knowing that even in that one small way, you're serving each other in your marriage.
And it can feel kind of like a big question at first, and sometimes the answer we always give is, well, I don't know. but you know, take a little bit of time to think about what are the things that you've done in the past that have felt like, wow, thank you for being here for me. Thank you for showing up in even that small way. I mean, I'm talking about tiny things like getting each other a cup of coffee or, you know, cleaning that thing or putting that thing away or what. Just one of those little ways that say, I showed up for you, you know, and that means something. You might even list them as a way of starting, but just ask each other every day, you know, what's one small thing we could do to show up for each other and try to say we're making each other a priority. And be willing to make some changes, you know, in your schedule from week to week, even if it's not like, oh, well, I'm going to cancel this appointment every week. It's, you know, maybe you can't do that, but maybe you can move some things around in a given week where you might need to be there for each other a little bit more, or you might need to carve out a little bit of extra time. But have that conversation, you know, and be praying about that together, because there isn't a script I can give you or a blueprint you can follow, but God has a plan. And if we're praying and being intentional about discerning that plan and figuring that out together, then God's plan will be revealed for you specifically. So I want to lift up Mary and you and Christopher and ask that the Lord would give him his healing grace and both of you the consolation of his Holy Spirit while you guys go through this, as well as the consolation of the community of faithful that you participate in. And we ask all of our listeners to pray for Marianne and her husband Christopher and all those who are going through serious illness as a couple. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. And we ask for the intercession of St. Peregrine as well. Pray for us. Thank you for the call, Marian. And thank you so much for those kind words about how our ministry has blessed you over the years. And we hope to continue to do so for many years to come. With that, we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Today's show, Marriage Makeover. We wanted to help you discover simple things you can do to give your marriage a glow up. 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your call, we'll be joined by Elizabeth Busby. She is the host of the Theology of the Body Institute podcast, Discerning Marriage, and developer of a new retreat called Ignite Hope for Young Couples Discerning Marriage. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit avemariafunds.com.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Isn't it awesome that we today do not recognize his presence in the Eucharist? Is it because we really don't go to him in humbleness of heart and say, Lord, I don't believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I want to see you. I want to recognize you. I cannot live without you. Are we saying that?
EWTN, live truth, live Catholic.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, the show is titled Marriage Makeover, as we talk about simple things you can do to give your marriage a glow up. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Elizabeth Busby. She is a counselor. She's the host of the Theology of the Body Institute podcast, Discerning Marriage, and the developer of the new Ignite Hope Retreat for young Catholics aged 21 to 39 who are called to marriage. Hey, Elizabeth, thanks for joining us today on More to Life.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored.
So tell us a bit about this Ignite Hope Retreat. Who's it for and why, you know, why now? Why is this so important now?
Well, I have been personally wanting something like this to exist since 2009 when I was discerning my vocation. And I really, really wanted to be a nun, and I got to this order I really wanted to join, and this vocation director told me that she thought I had a marriage vocation, and I begrudgingly said fine, and then I went back home, and my spiritual director, who was one of the wisest women I had ever met up until that point, gave me some of the worst advice I have ever had. I said, how do I discern marriage? And she said, why don't you just date a little? And I was like, girl, are you kidding me? Like, that makes more questions than it answers. And so I've been really hoping in the, you know, years since 2009 that someone would come up with a clear, crisp response to that question. And because they haven't, I've just followed the Lord's prompting to create what I wish existed. So it's so beautiful to me that it's in the context of the Theology of the Body Institute, because so much of my life's work comes from Familiaris Consortio, Article 66, where John Paul talks about his vision for marriage prep. And then, of course, the Theology of the Body as a whole, and that thread throughout his entire pontificate. So the retreat is for anybody who feels like they're called to marriage and wants to do something about it. And we have three different tracks because I'm very convicted there are multiple different groups of people discerning marriage. So the first is foundation. So if you are quite ready or not quite ready to date somebody, but you know you feel called to marriage and you really want to do something about it, I'm particularly thinking people who are going through breakups or deep healing through therapy work in their own hearts, or people who've discerned out of celibate discernment, maybe even vocations directors who want to give their people something concrete to do now that they're discerning something else. This will be a resource for them. Then we have a matchmaking track if you actually just want to meet people that could be a good fit for you and really you want to practice the skills, because I know that you two know this. People have lost the art of just like random conversation that shows I'm interested or how to pick up clues that the gal is interested. Even 5 minutes of in-person conversation that's intentionally flirty can feel impossible So it'll give people the chance. We'll give them the tools and then give them the chance to practice. And if it works
out, I love that you give them the tools and then the chance to practice. So it's not like you're just locking them in a room and saying, talk to each other.
I can't even imagine what the third track's about. Tell us about that.
And the third track is for couples who are dating. So there really isn't anything out there for dating couples who want to figure out how to do this well. So often people get in dating relationships either with no experience and their parents aren't really guiding them because they don't know what to do either, or they're getting into dating relationships after dating in a secular way that kind of chewed their hearts up and spit it out, and they're like, what do I do now to do this well? So we take care of all of the, like, fiddly stuff with chastity, like, you know, we're handling separate bunks and we're handling, like, all of those logistics, so you can come in as a dating couple who, you know, isn't sharing a room, obviously, but you have the chance, like, the logistics are handled, but then you can just enter into, how do I get this formation to learn how to date well? So I'm hoping we can cover all of the different demographics.
Well, that's really amazing, and I think you're giving people a real resource to learn how to discern the vocation of marriage, how to live the vocation of marriage, what it means to really evaluate whether the person that I'm dating is the person that I'm called to marriage with. So this is Ignite Hope. And you're going to be running this in November, I believe, correct?
Correct. 12th through the 15th at the Pines Catholic Camp in Texas. We've rented out the whole space, so you get that fun summer camp vibe. The weather's going to be hopefully lovely. We have this whole space where you can just come away from your busy life and exhale with the Lord.
Excellent.
I love it.
And where can folks learn more about this, Elizabeth?
You can learn more at tobinstitute.org/ignite hope or my Instagram at discerning marriage.
So tobinstitute.com/ignite hope. Check it out. Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with us today. Pleasure talking with you, and we wish you well in this Ignite Hope retreat. We'll be talking more about it. When we come back, more with your calls at 877-573-7825.
Who is the Creator's masterpiece? The Catholic Catechism says that God's masterwork of the mission of the Son and the Spirit is the all-holy, ever-Virgin Mary. She, for the first time, was the dwelling where the Father could place His Son and His Spirit to live among men. The Church, says the Catechism, has often read the most beautiful texts on wisdom as relating to Mary. She is acclaimed in liturgy as the seat of wisdom. The Holy Spirit prepared Mary for her great task by filling her with grace, and by sheer grace she was conceived without sin. It was appropriate that she, in whom the eternal Son would dwell, would herself be without any stain of original sin. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism. Please visit us at our website, www.maltausa.org.
Christ is the answer, with Father John Ricardo.
I tell oftentimes an experience that I had at Divine Child when I was a young priest, 1 year ordained. First time I ever really saw the power of the Blessed Sacrament. And we simply exposed the Blessed Sacrament at the end of Mass one night. I encouraged people. I said, you know what, we've been in the habit of praying over people after Mass. I said, we're not going to do that this week. I'm just going to invite people to come on up and pray if they want to pray. And I put the Blessed Sacrament on the altar. I kneel down. As I kneel down, the church is in the sanctuary, the whole church. And as I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at the people there, and I'm looking at Jesus under the appearance of bread there, I saw the Lord standing on the altar. And He's just standing there looking out at all the people. And then at a certain point, He turned towards me, and He just bowed. And He says, don't you see how easy this is? You don't have to do anything. You just have to put me out. You put me out, and I will work.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Has someone you love gone cold on you? Maybe they've pulled away without explanation. Maybe there's been a rift that neither of you knows how to bridge. Maybe you've tried everything and still feel like you're on the outside looking in. Here's something I've learned after decades of working with hurting families. The first move isn't to figure out the right words. It's to clarify the concern. Sometimes something as simple as, I value our relationship and it feels like something's come between us. I'm open to working on it if you are. Can you help me understand where you're at? Can open a door that's been stuck for years. But here's the part that's a little harder to hear. You know, for love to be real, it has to be freely given and freely received. We can invite, we can listen, We can set limits around hurtful behavior, but what we can't do is force someone to accept the relationship you're offering, and that can be hard to accept. For more help, check out the practical tips I lay out for handling this kind of impasse in my book, God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today on More to Life, Marriage Makeover. We're helping you discover simple things you can do to give your marriage a glow up. Would you like to change in your relationship? The way you and your spouse problem solve or deal with conflict? Would you like to find ways to feel closer to each other or overcome that consistent hurdle you keep bumping into? Whatever the situation is, let us help you take your struggling marriage to satisfying or your good marriage to great. Today on More to Life, 877-573-7825.
Well, I love the idea that, you know, marriage can have a glow up, because sometimes, you know, you're thinking when it's a personal glow up, oh, there's so much I want to change about myself. And certainly with marriage, we hit those times where you're thinking, I need to change this and I need to change that to get it to be really what I want it to be. But other days, you know you're doing all the right things, but you wake up sort of like what we have here in Ohio today. We have this torrential rain, this dark, gloomy day where the air pressure is just very, like, heavy. And everybody in our family is just feeling, ugh. And you're thinking, maybe marriage is just feeling like that today, and you just need to figure out how to get more light, how to get a little bit more exercise. You know, those personal days where the glow up doesn't have to be heavy duty work, but you know something's a little off and you really want to feel better about it. You really want to shine together. Whether you're struggling after years of not being able to work on your marriage, or you just need a little adjustment here and there to feel great about it, we are here for you today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And just to give you a resource for those of you who are interested in going a little deeper, most of the things we're talking about on today's program come from our books For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, and How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. Both of those are available at CatholicCounselors.com if you're looking to discover how to live the Catholic difference in your married life or overcome those challenges that all of us face from time to time. Check them out. For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, or How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, both at CatholicCounselors.com.
Let's talk now with PK, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Scotland.
PK, welcome to the show. How can we help you out today?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you guys. I'm a bit nervous because it's my first time speaking to you guys on air.
Well, we don't bite anymore. Yeah, there was an incident, but we worked it out, and we're perfectly safe now. So how can we help you out?
Okay, thank you. So I'm not married yet, but I've got a fiancé, and we're planning to get married. But it's at the point where I'm starting to get scared if this is something I should really go forward with, because we've been having issues back and forth, arguing about almost anything and everything recently. And it's just looking too toxic for me. So that's why I'm calling. I'll give a couple of examples.
Thank you, yes.
Okay, so recently we've been arguing about things like finances. For example, on Sunday, there is a couple of things she's been asking for me to get for her, and I've not been able to get those. But that's not because I didn't want to get the things for her. There's been other things she needed that I've done for her in place of that. For example, she wanted to do a training, and I've sort of paid for the training for her and also helped her financially to try to, you know, go to the training, come back, and things like that. So I haven't really had the opportunity to just get her. Those are the additional things, which is more like things she just need, or household or personal stuff. And it boiled down to the point where she made a comment that all the things she's been asking me since February that I've not done any of them for her. And then I responded, I'm like, I've been doing a lot for you, and I've done this thing and that thing and this thing for you as well. So these
does she not work? Or I'm just trying to understand why she's leaning on you so much if she's not married.
She's not working yet. She's on a training. She's on a training, and she's not working yet. So the training is more like an internship to help her get a job.
I see. Thank you.
It's not a paid internship, sir.
So in this, I guess my concern, the way you're framing this conversation, is that she's saying, yeah, okay, PK, I need X, Y, and Z. And there's no conversation about how that's going to happen. It's just you're supposed to make it happen. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, we've not had a conversation about how it's going to happen, but the expectation is that, okay, I'm expecting this from you. I've asked for this from you. And
Maybe
I didn't give a timeline to say, okay, maybe I'll get it for you by this time or whatever.
Well, I don't see this as a you problem as so much as a you and her problem, right? And this is something that I'm glad you're calling in and asking this, because, you know, speaking with our guest, Elizabeth, you know, and the whole Ignite Hope retreat that she's running, this is the kind of thing that I think that they would be looking at when they had couples come to the retreat. And you know, the idea here that what kind of process or system do we need to put in place as a couple to handle stuff well? And right now, the dynamic is more of a parent-child dynamic, where she comes to you as the sort of metaphorical parent here and says, hey, PK, I need X, Y, and Z. And then you just go off and try to figure out how to get it for her. But as partners, you know, even if she's not working, the two of you really should be talking about, how do we make this happen, or can we make this happen, or what things would need to be moved around to make it happen? It's not she's putting in an order, and it's your job to go figure out how to make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's the element of the parent-child relationship, which is going to skew everything and cause resentment from both of you, because you are both adults. But there's also almost a leaning toward an objectification here, where she's starting to just give you a list, almost like you're just a vending machine. You know, I want this candy bar. I want this set of snacks. And when you don't just come across with it in the timeline she wants, she gets mad, like somebody kicking a vending machine. And that's not what we're meant to be. We're both people with dignity as children of God, and we're supposed to be living in a relationship that's mutually self-donative and lifts each other up, and it's getting skewed away from that because you're not having the conversation.
So I think, you know, it's not a question of do you stay with her or not. It's a question of are the two of you mature enough to create a kind of relationship where you have that sort of communication, where every day you're talking and praying together about what God's calling you to, you know, what are your needs? How could the two of you work together to make those things happen? You know, and so it's more of a partnership rooted in prayer. So I'm going to suggest two things. First, I'm going to ask that you and she start praying together every day and give your relationship to God and say, look, Lord, bless our relationship. Let it be what you want it to be. Help us to know how you want us to relate to each other and how you want us to take care of each other and to really live out your love in this relationship. And then secondly, I want you to have a daily conversation kind of about what your needs are. I mean, both of you, you know, what you both need and how you could be showing up for each other. And, you know, talking through these kinds of things when she says, hey, I need X, Y, or Z. I mean, the reality right now, since you guys aren't married, that's primarily her job to figure out how to make that happen. And any help that you can bring is lovely. Right. But it's something that the two of you could be talking about and praying about together. But I'm concerned that she's not showing the sort of personal responsibility that's necessary to have a healthy relationship. You guys want to look at that together. I'm going to want to encourage you to download the podcast of the show, play it for her, and really listen to this together so that you can understand how to begin to pray with each other, how to begin to talk more as partners with each other, how to leave behind this kind of parent-child dynamic that you've accidentally created in the relationship, and really begin to discern, you know, what is God calling you to? Is this a kind of a relationship that could really reflect Christ's love and that God's calling you to marriage with? Or is it something else? But if you're able to really listen to this together, you know, by downloading the podcast and then starting to pray and talk together about what God's plan is for your relationship, I think that'll help clarify some of those next steps And PK, if there's any more that we can do for you once you've had a chance to try this out, don't hesitate to call us back. Thanks so much for the question. And, you know, again, this is the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. We were just talking with PK in Scotland. Where are you? Give us a call at 877-573-7825. We're talking about marriage makeovers today. We want to give your relationship a glow up. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let us help you manage conflict or problem solving better, feel closer to each other, communicate more effectively, pray in more meaningful ways with each other. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from John chapter 13, verse 3.
By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, and if you have love for one another.
So, you know, this idea that relationship is supposed to be the tip of the spear of evangelization is not new. Jesus said it.
Right? Yeah.
It's not about what we say. It's not about memorizing the catechism or Bible verses. It's not about preaching. It's about witnessing to the unique and different love that God empowers us to live, especially in marriage and family life. And that's why we are giving you a marriage makeover today on More to Life. Give us a call and let us help you make the changes in your relationship that would really witness to the world the power of God's love in your hearts and home. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions coming up right after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. Maybe you've even prayed the prayer of spiritual communion. Spiritual communion is a concept that goes all the way back to the 4th century. It flourished in the Eastern Church and gradually moved west. Spiritual communion stresses the transcendence of God, where we unite our desires, intentions, and loves with the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the consecration of the Eucharist at the altar. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Are you struggling with a persistent emotional or relationship problem? Maybe those thoughts and feelings won't leave you alone, or your marriage has grown distant, or a wound from your past still aches. Too many of us tell us that we should be able to handle it alone, or that good Catholics shouldn't need help. That's not true. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, founder of CatholicCounselors.com. My team of pastoral counselors will help you find solutions rooted in solid psychology and our Catholic faith, so you don't have to choose between getting real help and staying true to what you believe. Visit CatholicCounselors.com and discover how we can help your faith life and relationships flourish. Want more tips for living an abundant life through the theology of the body? Follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Instagram at Catholic Counselors.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today on More to Life, it's a marriage makeover. We're talking about simple things you can do to give your marriage a glow up. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Kate, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hi, Kate. Welcome to the show. How can we help you out today?
Hey. Okay, so my problem is my husband is Protestant. I am a new, relatively new Catholic, and
okay.
He feels like
Welcome.
He's been called to the ministry in his denomination.
Wow.
When you say the ministry, you mean like being a minister or ministering in his church?
He's going for his license, local license.
Local license to do what?
To be a minister.
Thank you. Okay,
that's what we're trying to figure out, if he's like really going to be like the minister at the church, or he's just doing ministry work at the church. So
That clarifies it. Thank you.
He's
so how can we
ministry work at the church, but he is going for his official license.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So how can we help you out?
Okay. So how do I address that issue? Because in their denomination, they view anyone outside the denomination to be unequally yoked.
Mm-hmm. And it says here on the board also that your kids were raised Protestant since you just came into the Catholic Church. So
I started out Protestant.
Right. Give us a little glimpse at how this went down in your family life when you worked your way into Catholicism, became a Catholic. This is important to you. How did your husband and your kids take it? What kind of support have they given you, or what kind of problems has it caused for you? Let's start with the marriage and family and then move to the church.
Well, again, I grew up Protestant. I was Church of the Nazarene at the time, which is an offshoot of the Methodist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you decide, let's jump past your conversion. You're becoming Catholic, and how did husband and kiddos deal with all that?
Husband was supportive, but he was hesitant on he's not militantly anti-Catholic, but he does have some concerns with Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
So we agreed at the time to raise the kids to be Protestant, just to have some theological footing, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come of age, whether it's 10 or 13, they can pick and see
I'm a little confused on your timeline, Kate. I'm sorry. So you're saying you agreed to raise them Protestant? Do you mean after you came into the church? You when did you agree to raise them Protestant?
It was when I was an OCIA.
Okay, so that was part of what you worked out.
And do you have children now, Kate? How old are the kids?
They are going to be 8 and 10 in a few months.
Okay, I got you now. All right, thank you. So what can we specifically help you with today? What's your question for us?
I want to know if I would need to convert back to properly support my husband, or because I know the verse that his church is quoting of being
unequally yoked. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it adds to that with unbelievers. Both me and
both
of the same stance that we both worship the same God, therefore we are both believers.
Right,
yeah, that's true.
You're both servants of Christ. You've just been called into that relationship with the fullness of the church and the Eucharist and the sacrament. So, but you are both believers in Christ. So that is very different than being completely unevenly yoked.
Yeah. So, in terms of, you know, as Christians, we owe our primary fidelity, allegiance, what do you want to call it? You know, devotion to Christ and to what God is calling us, right? And everything else we do needs to support that. And so if God has called you into the church,
into the Catholic Church,
then that is the thing that you need to be most faithful to. And by the way, I'm not just saying this because I'm Catholic, even though I want everybody to be Catholic. If you said to me that God called you to become Church of Nazarene, you know, and you know, I would support you in that because that's God's call in your life at this particular point, even though in my heart I believe that the church is the fullness of the truth and maybe God would lead you back to it eventually. Regardless, you need to follow where God is calling you first, and everything else in your life has to support that. And your marriage as a sacrament, is a holy relationship that God is using to draw you closer to each other and to Him, right? So we owe that primary deference to God's plan in our life, and so, you know, ideally, you know, you and your husband are working together to help figure out what God is calling you to. And so the first thing I would say is that you and he need to be praying together every day and saying, okay, Lord, teach us how to respond to this. And this is something we talk about in our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. It's all about how couples can bring God into every part of their relationship and how couples can discern God's will for them and discover the unique relationship God's calling them to. But when it comes to managing conflict, the way we kind of pray through that is, okay, Lord, you know, this is what you've placed on my heart. This is what you've placed on, you know, my husband's heart, and you're praying this together. You know, so he's saying, you know, Lord, this is what's on my heart. And you're saying, Lord, this is what's on my heart. But Lord, help us to figure out what's on your heart. And help us to really discern together how we respond to this particular challenge in ways that glorify you and draw us closer to you and to each other. Help us to have the relationship that you want us to have.
And Kate, I just really feel here very strongly that God has led you to the sacraments in the Catholic Church. And at the same time, your husband is feeling very drawn towards serving Christ even more in the way he's been called to. The caution here is that neither of you separate from each other in a way that makes the church, the ministry life, become an idol over Christ himself being your only Lord, right? So if Christ has called you into the truth of the Catholic Church, where you see body, blood, soul, and divinity in communion, the grace that comes with the sacraments, and you've gone through OCIA, you have discerned this, you are now Catholic, and you've worked out with your husband and kids that they don't have to do this, but this is who you are now. Well, then perhaps, and this is one of the things that I'd like you two to be praying about, is that the love you have for each other, the way you both serve Christ, the way you raise your children to love Christ, becomes more about Christ and the love that you have in your home and your daily prayer as a couple and as a family to help people see what God can do in people's lives and not make it a war over this title or this system, but to say, we are both being driven by what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do and how he wants us to love one another in this marriage and family.
Well, and you used an important word, Lisa, idol.
Yeah.
And I think we all kind of touched on that briefly, but I think that's an important one to emphasize here because, you know, starting with the premise that we owe God our first, you know, allegiance, right? And we owe the call that God's placed on our heart. We need to put that first in our lives. Anything that seeks to unseat that goal, that seeks to put itself in the way of that goal, is an idol. It becomes an idol. Because anything that tries to put itself in the way of the call God has, the way God is calling me, that is a tool of the enemy. I'm not saying that your church is
your
from the enemy. I'm not saying
all,
that. No, what I'm saying is sometimes people can present themselves or deal with us in a way that says, hey, I don't want you to follow what God's will is. I want you to follow what we're telling you to do. And as soon as people do that, they make themselves an idol.
And that can happen in many, many areas of our lives. So the two of you need to be praying together daily about how you're supposed to be living as a couple daily and how to deal with this larger issue in your lives so that you can have your husband's full support both in your marriage and in his church so that people aren't, you know, constantly attacking you and giving you a hard time without him being able to say, hey, look, this is something we're discerning as a couple. So, you know, thanks, but we'll keep taking it to prayer.
I want in your discerning this, and when you and your husband are discerning this, especially if he's discerning ministry, like to be a minister in the Church of the Nazarene, part of his role as a minister of the Church of the Nazarene is going to be upholding the doctrines of that church.
Yeah.
And if one of those doctrines is Catholics, being married to a Catholic means being unequally yoked, he's going to need to support that and promote that and teach that. So the question is he really called to something that would undermine the marriage that God has led you into? I can't answer that question, but I think it's an important question to wrestle with to see what kind of ministry he's actually called to and whether that ministry conflicts with the ministry of your marriage that God has called you to first. An important consideration. I'm going to invite you to download the podcast of this episode, play it for your husband, and really use that as an opportunity to talk together more deeply about How do you live this difference out? How do you respect each other? How do you respect the call that God's placed on both of your hearts? And how do you continue to discern what God is calling you to next? And Kate, if there's more that we can do to support you or your husband, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show or through CatholicCounselors.com, where we can hook people up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. And again, I mentioned the two books that we drew from a lot on the show today, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, and How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. Both of those are available at CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Don't ever miss another episode of More to Life. Subscribe to the podcast at AveMariaRadio.net.